Garnet Hill was founded in Franconia in 1976 by a local couple, and ever since it's provided an economic boost to the North Country.
Hello, and thank you for calling Garnet Hill.
The company has about 200 employees, all based in Franconia, and it's owned by the Florida-based HSN Incorporated. Claire Spofford took over as president about a year ago.
We're a business that is very different than we were 5, 6, 7 years ago in the sense that over half of our business is done in women's fashion apparel, and 84% of our business is done online.
This summer, about 40 jobs from the creative side of the business, including designers in a photo studio now in Bethlehem, will move to a new facility in Exeter.
Our designers and our merchants need to go to New York on a very regular basis. They travel Europe for inspiration. They have to be able to get out and about.
Spofford's has been in Exeter, and much closer to Boston and New York, will also make it easier for designers and others to get new ideas and work with marketing partners and thus ultimately expand.
I could see us doubling in size in the next 5 to 7 years, and I'd love to see that.
She says that would bring jobs back to Franconia, and she says there are absolutely no plans to move all 200 jobs south.
If I do my job, if the team does their job, I think it's going to be really exciting for Franconia, honestly.
But the loss of 40 North Country jobs worries local officials. Brad Bailey is a state representative from Franconia.
Every business must do what's best for them, but we work so hard to attract good-paying jobs to the North Country. So when we lose jobs like those at Garnet Hill, it makes it difficult for local families, which in turn has a negative ripple effect throughout our local communities.
And the move away from Franconia puzzles Russ Gateskill. Until last year, he was a president at Garnet Hill. He headed the company for 13 years and says he never thought of splitting it up.
But I'm not sure that I understand what reason, economically or strategically. I mean, I think that, you know, there may be some personal preferences, in terms of where top management would like to live, but I can't think of anything specifically that would create any advantage.
Claire Spofford dismisses the idea she would move only to be closer to a big city.
This isn't about me. This isn't about me at all. This is about the business. I'm a skier. I'm a hiker. I'm an outdoors person. I love it up here. It's beautiful. I just don't think that we can get where we need to go as a business without making some changes. And so that's what we're doing.
She says she'll split her time between Franconia and Exeter. All this could be good for New Hampshire, says Carmen Lorenz, the director of the state's Division of Economic Growth.
Well, the company tells us that this is part of a long-term growth plan, so we're very excited to hear that and very happy to work with them and support them as they grow.
But in the short term, moving the jobs south is a blow to the North Country. And it will take years to determine whether the strategy will strengthen Garnet Hill and bring the jobs back. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.